When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Take all right, away. Let's get started now on which one wings. Wednesday. I just want to give you a heads up, Day-Day and Dylon, be ready eventually.
Uh-oh.
You'll
Uh-oh.
See.
Uh-oh.
All right, first up for these two is which one is more likely to happen? The MLB now instills the golden at-bat rule, or Marcell Ozuna will lead the league in home runs next season. Just a reminder, MLB's Rob Manfred, he said on the Varsity podcast that there's been some talk of this golden at-bat rule at the owners' meetings, and basically it is giving an at-bat. You can kind of select from your, depth chart. It's not a depth chart.
Your roster.
of who you want to send up at bat to, you know, it's a golden rule. It's kind of an exception thing.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it's Marcell Ozuna leading the league in home runs because they're going to have the lineup back. He's been on a tear. He's going to continue it. Marcell Ozuna could have won Comeback Player of the Year last year, and not the 23, but the 22 season. He didn't. If Rob Manfred invokes this ridiculous, stupid, just Bush League rule, he should be the first Major League Baseball commissioner that is impeached. They should have an impeachment hearing to embarrass him in front of everyone because he is trash if he does that.
Just to give you a clear definition real quick, it was proposed something at the owners' meetings. The concept is that a team could choose one at-bat in every game to use its best hitter regardless of where they are in the lineup.
It's Marcell Ozuna is the answer to this, and I don't know that Marcell Ozuna is going to lead any league in home runs. He could. Obviously, he's put together a good offensive year at a very sluggish start 2 years ago. But to Bo's point, and I have to agree with him on this, it's the worst idea in the history of sports. It's the way, you want to talk about embarrassing him by impeaching him? He embarrassed himself enough over the last 2 days. I have not seen one person that was like, man, what a great idea.
Chipper Jones
this is
tweeted out.
Universally frowned upon what they are trying to do to baseball with this rule. It's ridiculous.
When we impeach Manfred, we should put Chipper Jones as the new commissioner so he can fix all the things Manfred has screwed up.
We can only hope he'd take that job.
Up next, Georgia versus Texas SEC championship this weekend. It is championship weekend in college football. The winner decides who becomes the national champion, or, you know, it won't happen, and why. So that's kind of my twisted version of a which one. So which will happen? The winner decides the national championship, or it won't, and why?
I think it's either SEC team or the field.
Well,
the SEC championship teams or the
is
field.
Is it Texas? Like if Georgia wins this thing, are they going to go on to be crowned the national champion?
I got you. Okay.
If Texas wins, are they going to go on to be crowned the national
Fair
champion?
Enough. Fair enough.
I'll start. I am going to say no.
In my head, it made sense.
The reason why is I do think there's a chance Texas wins this weekend. I do. I think Georgia has proved that they have the better coaching staff and probably the rosters are very close. Maybe Georgia has an edge. I don't know. It's tough when you have talented rosters. But I will say no, only because both of these teams will still be in, and I think both of these teams will have still a really good shot because the loser will get a home playoff game, and the winner will get a bye. I think that you can see a team like Georgia playing and losing and playing another game at home and then rolling in a neutral field. And I think vice versa for Texas. I think Texas could do the same thing. I just think one of these two teams, though, has, to your point, Tiff, has probably, to me, my favorite to win the national championship.
I was going
to
say, if you're going to give me these two teams against the field, I'm taking these two teams. And I think it's been shown time and time again. Look, Clemson's playing in the ACC championship this weekend. Georgia beat the brakes off of Clemson to start the year. It just, Michigan just beat Ohio State. Texas beat the brakes off of Michigan earlier this year. The timing of this game mixed with the fact that I think even the loser is going to host a playoff game on December 20th. I'm taking the winner of this game to win the national title, but even if they don't win this game, I think they still serve a very good shot at winning the national title. I just think both of these teams are head and shoulders above any other team.
So you say yes, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm going to let Mike start first, because I think you started the last two times, because this, okay. So, Cowboys make the playoffs because they still believe that they can. They're inspired by that win that they had over the Commanders last week. Mm. There's still a chance. Mm. Cowboys make the playoffs, or Bo cries at least 10 times at the birth of his daughter.
Oh. What's this? A mean question.
That's not mean.
This is a mean question.
That's not mean. Cowboys make the playoffs. Which will happen?
Oh, man, this one's tough. Bo's going to cry. I just don't know if it's going to be 10 times. Like, he's going to sob.
You don't think
absolutely
he's going to be sitting one day and then tears are just
going to... No, he's going to sob. He's going to sob. I don't know that it'll be 10. So I would say that the more likely is that the Cowboys make the playoffs. And look, there's been a lot of good comments come out of Dallas, has there not? Like, Dak's like, I love... Like, Jerry Jones is saying, I wouldn't rule out an extension for Mike McCarthy. Like, all these good reasons, all these good vibes coming to us. I don't think it's going to happen, but I also don't know if 10 times on the birth. I don't know that Bo can drum up enough tears for that. Although he will sob like an absolute
baby
at the sight of his daughter.
After, it doesn't be immediately after
just
birth, but
weekend.
I mean just over the,
over the next few days.
Over the next days, yeah.
I've never been a real big crier. Just not. I'm not saying that I won't. I think Dallas has a better chance sitting at 5-7. I'm a weird dude emotionally. I don't know what to tell you. I am not a big crier.
Just not even emotionally, just weird.
You go back to Alabama.
Is that what you want?
Yeah. But
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I don't know. So I would say Dallas makes the playoffs. I will say we went for the anatomy scan yesterday, the sonogram thing, and like the woman was pointing out like, oh, that's a kidney, and I'm like, I see a dot. I don't know what you're talking about.
Soup.
You two will not answer this next question.
Uh-oh.
This is for Day-Day and Dylon.
Uh-oh.
And this is like the bonus, right? So if you guys, actually, we'll just make it Day-Day. Dylon, you'll have to, judge.
I got you. Okay.
So if Day-Day wins, Day-Day, you can select the winner. All right. Does Drake have a case? What is more likely to happen, as we do know? He was not happy with the Not Like Us diss track from Kendrick Lamar. So he alleges that Universal falsely inflated popularity of the song. And it was done in a court filing on Monday. Again, this was back at the end of November.
Yeah, you don't want me answering this question. Go ahead, Day-Day.
Day-Day, does he have a case? Which will happen? Will this case, will he win out? Will he not win?
Personally, no, he does not have a case because he himself has probably won out popularity, inflation on some of his songs. This is a light-skinned rapper move, and it's terrible. He just cannot take the butt-whooping that he received. Probably the strongest opinion you've ever heard from me on this show.
Away. This was a strong.
I wasn't even expecting that. Goodness. Wow.
You couldn't pay me to comment on what he just said.
All right, Dylan, weigh it objectively.
Although
he
I did
came
hear Kendrick Lamar is going to Toronto on Father's Day. That's what I heard.
He came for the haymaker. Wild, right? He came for the haymaker. I forgot I was dealing with a Drake Drake fan.
I do agree with Dede in the fact that I don't really think Drake has a case, but I won't say it's for exactly the reasons Dede said. I do think it's just because, you know, this is Drake trying to make a move he's kind of, you know, he's still a little hurt.
You
he's
agreed hurt. With him. Who do you want to award? I'm like mixing this all up, but who should That's their right. point go to for Dede's argument? I'm asking you, Dylon, now.
Oh, you're asking me? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it to.
Keep in mind, Bo hasn't said a word.
I'm not speaking. Right.
He's not touching. Once he That's dropped right. the light skin, these two guys are like, we want no parts of this.
I want nothing to do with that. That is completely out of my lane.
I'll just we'll say give this. It. There are things ahead. I'm not qualified to speak on.
No right. enough to know you don't know enough.
We're gonna give this point to Mike just because I also think Mike was the winner today.
Let's
even besides the Drake question.
I don't know where I was going with all this, but hey, it was fun. Nice. So.
I actually think that might be one of the best questions ever asked.
Yeah, that was a great question.
Dede's answer, which I refuse to comment on.
All right. Maybe you have some thoughts on what Dede just dropping the sledgehammer on if you're light skinned out there, I am sorry for Dede's comments, okay?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come for us. Come for him.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.